broadcasts we've had from the new facility, for me anyways, and a lot brighter than the old gym used to be, that's for sure. So here we are, a new gym. Now, well, for us, anyway, since we've first time I've been here, and we're just about ready to get things going here. About 10 minutes or so away from tip-off here in Blooming Prairie. The Blossoms 6-12 on the year. USC 10-8. We'll have more details on the awesome Blossoms after this.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells at Easton. Call 553-5880. And we are back here in Blooming Prairie. Let's take a look at the Blooming Prairie squad here. As, again, I mentioned, they are 6-12 on the year in Section 1A. They are 2-4 in the Gopher Conference. East, 3-5. And here at home, they have a record of 5-3. The Blossoms have lost 4 in a row. In their last 10 games, they have a record of 2-8. And as I mentioned, they've lost 4 in a row. Their last game was, Monday night. They hosted Grand Meadow and fell to Grand Meadow 55-45. The final there. And coming up for Blooming Prairie, this is their last game of the week, as they'll be in action on Monday at Kenyon-Wanamingo for a Gopher Conference matchup there. We'll be back with a closer look at your USC Rebels right after this.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most. Back here in Blooming Prairie, as we take a look now at the USC Rebels, who are 10-8 on the year in Section 2A. They are 4-1 in the Gopher Conference. They are 3-6. And their away record, 5-4. The Rebels' last game was on Tuesday night as they hosted Medford. Got a big win there, 71-47, where freshman Chloe Bullerman collected herself a triple-double on that night with double-digit points, double-digit rebounds, and double-digit blocks for Bullerman in that one. So, again, the Rebels... seems like each and every game have been setting some sort of different achievement here in just about every game, whether it's a 1,000-point score, someone get a triple-double. And it's been a heck of a season here thus far for the Rebels, again, who in their last 10 games are 7-3. So a great last 10 games here with a great record of 7-3 here and 10-8 overall. We will be back with tip-off and starting lineups after this.
Hi, this is Carly.
And Aiden, letting you know that the USC Athletic Boosters Club's annual salt drive is on.
Get 40-pound bags of solar salt, pellets, or Rust Buster salt delivered to your home by the USC student athletes.
Let us do the work of putting your salt in your garage, basement, or wherever you need it. We will even fill your tank.
Support USC Athletics and get your salt today. Contact a USC athlete, visit us on Facebook, or call the USC Activities Office for details. Go Rebels!
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, This is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we are back here as we take a look at the starting lineups here for the Rebels and also for the Blooming Prairie Awesome Blossoms here as well. As I seem to have lost my USC starting lineup, but I know that by heart. Let's go with the Blossoms here first. The home team, number 3, 5'7", junior Claire Schwartz. Number 4, a 5'3", 8th grader, Emerson Nelson. And number 11, 5'8", senior, Caitlin Bartlett. Number 15, 5'10", senior, Ella Smith. And number 21, 5'11", 8th grader, Elaine Schwartz. Starting here for the Blooming Prairie Awesome Blossoms. And they are coached by John Werke, assistant coach Corey Hendrickson, and Ben Robbins. For USC, starting for them, senior Taylor Schroeder, number 3, number 4, senior Addison Mattoon, number 5, Olivia Bungum, the sophomore, number 11, sophomore Ivy O'Rourke, and number 13, freshman Olivia Brigger, starting for USC here this evening. And in the JV matchup, Blooming Prairie getting by USC, 29-23. Was the final there. All right, we're ready to get things tipped off here from Blooming Prairie. It is Brigger and Smith in the center circle, and the tip is won by USC. Here comes O'Rourke with the basketball. And she gives it up to Bungum. Bungum on the wing, now over to Schroeder at the top, now swinging it over to the left side to O'Rourke. Now baseline to Brigger, now to Bungum, back to Brigger, over now to Mattoon. She looks at Bungum. Bungum drives and will miss the shot, and it'll be rebounded by the Blossoms. So here come the Awesome Blossoms now on the move. Kick it out now to Schwartz, and that's Elaine Schwartz, the 8th grader. Now to Caitlin Bartlett. And a steal by Taylor Schroeder, and Schroeder will lay it in for 2. The steal and the bucket for Taylor Schroeder. 2-0 USC. And here comes Claire Schwartz, gives it off there to number 11, Caitlin Bartlett for 2. And we're tied 2-2 here, just a minute into this one, folks, as they give it up to O'Rourke now. The zone coming here from the Blossoms, 2-3 zone. Bungum now gives it to Schroeder, almost lost it. Now to Bungum, corner 3 is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by O'Rourke, however. And now the Rebels keep it alive. Mattoon loses the handle, regains possession, and then she's fouled. So Claire Schwartz with the foul there, and that's number 1 on her, first team foul on the Blossoms. Schroeder will inbound here, tied 2-2. Bungum has the basketball. Over to Mattoon, now back to Bungum. Bungum gets a screen from Schroeder, and now we've got a travel called, and the Rebels will turn it over for the first time. 2-2, again our score. Just underway here in Blooming Prairie. On Parents' Night here for the Awesome Blossoms. So that's kind of the reason we got off to a little bit later start than normal. And there's the give. The shot goes up. No good by Bartlett. And it's rebounded by USC. Bungum will push it. Gives it over to O'Rourke in the corner. Now back to Bungum. Now to Mattoon. Off her fingertips. Now to Schroeder. Now Brigger on the baseline. Goes cross court to O'Rourke. And she is blocked. The shot is blocked there by Claire Schwartz. So Schwartz gets it now. Bartlett has the basketball. They give it up. And a three-pointer for number 21, Elaine Schwartz, the 8th grader, knocks down the 3. And it is 5-2 now. And now Bungum with the basketball. Pump fake now on the drive and goes up with a runner up high. No good, but O'Rourke is there for the board. And now to Schroeder off the glass. No good. Brigger gets the rebound. Her shot is up. No good. And the ball is loose, grabbed by the Blossoms. Ahead they go. Layup, and it is good for Claire Schwartz. She has two. Two for Claire Schwartz, and it's now 7-2 Blooming Prairie. 15 minutes left here in this first half, so 3 minutes gone by. Here we go. Rebels with it. O'Rourke thought about the shot, now dribbles. Ball's tipped. Now Bungum, little runner on the baseline, and it rolls out. No good. Schroeder's there for the rebound, and the putback is good, and one. As Schroeder now has 4 points, she can make it five here if she connects on the free throw. So Taylor Schroeder with 4 points. That's all the Rebels scoring thus far. And the free throw is off the mark, no good. Brigger's there for the rebound, and it's loose. Schroeder has it. She's going to go up again and get fouled and get two shots now after she missed the free throw. So here we go, 7-4. Schroeder back to the free throw line. This one, it will rattle, roll in. Substitution now as number 30 comes in. Elena Salinas for the Blossoms. She comes in for Ella Smith. And the next free throw by Schroeder is good. She has 6 points now, 7-6, Blossoms lead. Some pressure by the Rebels. They get it ahead now. And a blocking foul going to be called on the shot attempt by Caitlin Bartlett. So Bartlett gets fouled on that shot. And it's going to be called on Brigger. That'll be her first. And here comes the shot from Bartlett. That one is no good. And Caitlin will get another one here. Bartlett's next shot, free throw, is up, and that one's good. So 3 points now for Caitlin Bartlett. 8-6 now. Blossoms leading the Rebels. And a travel on Bungum again here, and that is another turnover for USC. As it's 8-6, again our score, Rebels with the full court pressure put on here. And the Blossoms get it across midcourt, and then a foul going to be picked up there. And the foul going to go on Olivia Bungum, her first, team second. So the Blossoms will inbound here at midcourt. They get it in to Bartlett, who's on the drive now. Gets around the defender. Ball rolls out, and it is last touched by the Blossoms. It'll go to USC. So here we go. Rebels bring it up here. Bungum with the basketball. Swings it over to Mattoon now on the right side, on the right wing. Now down low or on the baseline. They try to go to Brigger, and it's off her hands and out of bounds for a turnover. Third turnover here by the Rebels. 14:05 to play here. Rebels almost get a steal, but there will be a tie-up for sure as Bungum ties up Bartlett. Taylor Schroeder in the mix there as well. So 14 minutes to go here in this first half. 8-6 our score. The Blossoms lead the Rebels. And that ball going to be thrown out of bounds. I guess last touch there by the Rebels, so it'll stay Blossom basketball. And a foul and the basket. So Elaine Schwartz gets two, and she's going to get a shot here at a three-point play. The foul going to be on number 4, Addison Mattoon. That'll be her first, third team foul. Chloe Bullerman is in for Mattoon now. So Addison Mattoon comes out, and in comes Bullerman, the freshman for USC. Free throw by Schwartz is up, and it is good. And Elaine has 6 points now. And it's 11-6. Blossoms leading the Rebels. O'Rourke with it now. Back to Buggum. Back to O'Rourke. Looking inside to Bullerman. She'll kick it back to O'Rourke. Three-pointer is up. It's long. No good. Ball is loose. Last touched by... Who do we got? Off of Blacks. Oh, no. Off of White. So it'll... Wait. Okay, yes. It is off Black. It'll be USC basketball. Into Schroeder now. Schroeder gives it up to Brigger. Now Brigger holds it high, gives it up to Bungum. Bungum now on the drive. Picks up her dribble. Looks across to Brigger. Now over to O'Rourke. Quarter three. That one is off the mark. No good. And rebounded by Bullerman. So the Rebels keep it alive on the offensive glass. Shot by Bungum is no good. Crashing the boards, USC. And another shot. And it's no good for O'Rourke. Again, the Rebels getting some second chance, even third chances at baskets here, but just can't find the rhythm yet, find the net, find the rim, find the hole. And here we go. Up and ahead are the Blossoms, but they throw it away. As Salinas throws it over the head of Schwartz, and that's their second turnover now. 11-6 our score here. Just under 13 minutes to play in this first half. As we have Bungum on the baseline, she'll take the shot. And that one, oh, it rattles out. It was in and then rattles out. No good. Rebounded by the Blossoms. And they get it ahead to Claire Schwartz. She goes up strong. No good. But the follow by Elaine Schwartz. And she is fouled. After the putback attempt. And we'll go to the free throw line here once again. Who did they call it on? And that's going to go on Olivia Bungum. That's two on her now. 12:31 to play, first half. Free throw is up, and it is good here by Schwartz. 7 points now for Schwartz. Out comes number 11, Bartlett. And in for her is Gracelyn Anderson, sophomore for the Blossoms. And that free throw is good by Schwartz. 8 points for her now. It's 13-6. Blossoms lead the Rebels. Schroeder now gives it up to O'Rourke. Back over to Brigger. Now over to O'Rourke, and she'll swing it into Schroeder on the drive, and we're going to wave it off, a foul on the floor. And I believe it's going to be on 30, and that will be on Ella Salinas, and that is her first foul. And here come the Rebels on the inbound to Bungum. Bungum over to Brigger. Brigger swings it into the corner to O'Rourke. Now back to Brigger at the top. Gives it up to Schroeder. Schroeder now to Bungum. Bungum, corner three, and it is good. Olivia Bungum in the books with a three ball to fall, and the Rebels have nine now. 13-9 Blossoms, and they get it ahead. Salinas goes up, and I think that one was blocked from behind by Bullerman, and now ahead to O'Rourke. She's fouled as they push it ahead. She went for the layup. No good, but she will go to the line. Gets two here, and the foul going to be on Emerson Nelson, the eighth grader, her first. Free throw by O'Rourke, the first one, no good. And the next one will fall for Ivy. And it's now a three-point deficit for the Rebels here. 13-10, Blossoms steal by Schroeder, but then it's stolen right back by the Blossoms. And now to Salinas they go, and she'll miss the shot. Brigger's there to grab the rebound. And here's Bungum, and a foul going to be called on the floor. They'll get it out of bounds here. And let's see here. That will be the second foul here on Ella Salinas. Salinas will come out, and number two Nylon Nelson comes in. O'Rourke, corner three is good. Ivy O'Rourke knocks down the three. She's got four, and we've got a tie game, 13-13. Blossoms get it across on the pressure. Now they swing it over to Claire Schwartz. She'll shoot it. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Brigger. So Brigger gets the board. Here come the Rebels. The push ahead to O'Rourke is no good on the layup. And here come the Blossoms with the rebound. And ahead to Nelson. Nelson now gives it up to Schwartz. Now at the free throw line, turning is Smith. Now gives it up to Anderson. The ball's tipped, and recovering it are the Blossoms in the corner to Nelson. Now on the move is Schwartz. Loses the ball, but picks it up there is Ella Smith. We'll give it up, and we've got... Let's see here. They're checking the shot clock here. So now they're going to take it out of bounds. All right, so now coming out to here is Anderson for the Blossoms. Back in is Bartlett now for Living Prairie. 2-1 on the shot clock, and there's a shot clock violation. So they had to set the shot clock to the correct time, and a shot clock violation will turn it over to USC. 10-10 to go here in this first half. O'Rourke with the basketball. Give it over to Bungum. Bungum back over to Brigger now, and the ball tipped right back to Brigger. She'll give it to Schroeder. Now to Bungum. Three-pointer is off the mark, no good. And they're going to get O'Rourke over the back on that one as she tried to tap it. But she over the back, and that'll be a foul there. Addison Batoon set to check in here for USC, and she will come in for Brigger. So Olivia Brigger comes out. 13-13 is again our score here. And the Blossoms get it across. And there's the take by Bartlett. No good. And here come the Rebels off the rebound. Schroeder with it. Now to Mattoon. Now over to O'Rourke in the corner. She'll dribble out of the corner. Now to Bungum on the wing. Bungum on the drive. Trying to get it into Bullerman, but they cannot. Try to force that one in there between two defenders. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Blossom basketball. Rebels set up again in that press here. 13-13 our score, 9:29 to go in the first half. Ball's loose, and the Blossoms keep it, and now they'll lose it as they throw it out of bounds for turnover number five. Bungum will inbound here now to O'Rourke. 9:15 and counting here in this first half. Mattoon with the basketball, left wing. Now at the elbow. Now down low they go to Schroeder. Schroeder goes up. It's good. And she'll get a free throw. So Schroeder down low gets it to go. She's got 8 points here on the night. And the Rebels take a 15-13 lead. Bartlett is out as she picks up a foul. There by the Blossoms. Schroeder, free throw is up, and it is good. So Taylor Schroeder, 9 points now for USC. And just 9 minutes to go here in this first half. Shot is taken, and it is no good there by Elaine Schwartz. Ball's on the floor, and it is last touch by USC. It'll stay Blossom basketball. And the inbound ball is tipped, recovered, though, by the Blossoms. As Claire Schwartz with the ball, looks, gives it up to that one blocked by Bullerman. Elaine Schwartz goes up with a shot. Bullerman's there to stuff it. And now to Mattoon. Here come the Rebels. Over to O'Rourke now. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder to Bungum. Bungum. Bounce now to Bullerman. And she had tried to tightrope the baseline, but could not. Goes out of bounds. And a turnover by USC. So, Blossom's coming now. 8:25 to go. And Schroeder about got a steal, but knocks it out of bounds. And number four in. Nelson back in. For the Blossoms. Rebels lead here by three, 16-13, with 8:20 to go in this first half. As Smith has it, gives it up now to Schwartz. Schwartz takes the three, and it is no good. It actually bounced, hit the cable, so they'll blow the whistle on that one and call it out of bounds. It'll be Rebel basketball. Rebels really rebounding here, 15-5 thus far. Team rebounds. They were crashing the offensive boards there a couple times, getting two, three shots at a turn here. Bonham with the basketball, gives it across court to O'Rourke. Now to Schroeder in the corner. Schroeder goes cross court to Bonham, who cuts. He goes up with the shot, and it's good. Olivia Bonham with two, and she's got five on the night. 18-13 now, Rebels, with some more pressure here, and they throw it up and over. They get it across, and here's Nelson with the ball. Goes up with the shot, almost blocked there, altered, though, by Bullerman. And rebounded by USC, ahead to Schroeder, straight up D. Ball is still loose, though. Mattoon tried to knock it away, but the Blossoms recover it. They go ahead to Smith. Smith's layup, no good. And then the ball goes out of bounds. A block there by Bullerman. Blooming Prairie wanted a foul there. That's going to be a block for Bullerman. And Blossoms with the basketball on the inbound. Here comes Claire Schwartz. And almost tied up there by Schroeder. And almost a travel there by Elaine Schwartz. Now they give it to Smith. Now over to Claire Schwartz. The shot is no good. Rebounded by Schroeder. And she'll bring it across. With 6:50 to go first half. 18-13, USC with the lead. Bungum on the drive. Goes up, loses the basketball. And here come the Blossoms now. Emerson Nelson now pulls it back. Gives it up to Bartlett. Now the shot taken, and it's made. Claire Schwartz hits the three, and she's got five on the night. 18-16 now to Schroeder. Now back to Mattoon. Mattoon looks to Schroeder. Almost knocked away. Schroeder turns. Shot goes up. No good. And it's rebounded by the Blossoms. Ahead, ball is tipped, but Bartlett's there. Now, ooh, a ball tipped by Schroeder coming back to play some D as they were trying to get to Claire Schwartz, who was spotted up to take a three-pointer. And we've got a timeout on the floor. And this is going to be a full timeout. So we'll be back with more in 1 minute.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're back here, 18-16. Rebels lead by two, 6:01 to play in this first half. Don't forget, Hodges Halftime Report headed your way at halftime here with all your first half stats. So we'll have Claire Schwartz to inbound here for the Blossoms. And she'll get it in here to Bartlett. Bartlett out on the move, going to her right. Now gives it up to Smith. Now over to Nelson. Nelson back over to Bartlett. Now the swing to Smith. Now over to Schwartz. Claire Schwartz with the ball goes to Bartlett. Bartlett almost lost it, gives it up. And the ball is tipped, and it is down on the floor. A jump ball as O'Rourke was down there going for the steal, and they tie her up. So 18-16, it's Rebel basketball here on the tie-up. And we're at 5:35 to play first half. 18-16, Rebels lead by two. Mattoon with the basketball to O'Rourke now. Back over to Mattoon. And now to Schroeder, now to Brigger, now to Bullerman. Now the ball is tipped and stolen away by Claire Schwartz. Ahead they go to Nelson. Now over to Elaine Schwartz. In the paint, she takes the jumper and it's no good. Brigger is there for the rebound for USC. Ahead to Schroeder, who lays it in. Nice find by Ivy O'Rourke for Taylor Schroeder. And she gets two. She's got 11, and it is 20-16. Smith with a jumper at the free throw line. No good. Last touch by the Blossoms, and it'll be USC basketball. The tune comes out. Back in is Bungum. Under five to go here. 20-16, Rebels with the lead. Over to O'Rourke. Now they go to Brigger at the top. Swing it over to Bungum on the wing. Inside to Bullerman. They surround her. Kick out to Schroeder. Now to Bungum. Bungum, deep three. It's short. Rebounded by Bullerman on the putback. No good. And it's rebounded by the Blossoms. And ahead to Bartlett. Bartlett goes for the layup. No good. Foul, though, on the offensive board was Elaine Schwartz. No good. And then the Rebels get the rebound there. Schroeder with the ball, gives it up to Bungum, driving the baseline. The runner is good for Olivia Bungum for two. She's got seven, and the Rebels lead by six, 22-16, with 4:05 and counting to go first half. To Bartlett, now to Schwartz. Claire Schwartz on the move, and she'll throw up the shot in the paint. No good. Brigger is there for the rebound. Now Bungum will bring it up, looking to O'Rourke in the corner. She'll dribble out of there, goes cross court to Schroeder. Now to Brigger at the top. Back to Schroeder in the paint. Kicks it out. O'Rourke, three-pointer, and that one's good. She sticks that one, and she has 7 points on the night, does Ivy O'Rourke. Second three-pointer for her here tonight. And it's 25-16, Rebels. Inside now to Bartlett on the cut, and she's going to get the basket. And she'll go to the free throw line. And the foul, and it's going to be on. Looks like they're going to call that one. Who did they call that one on? 13. So that goes on Olivia Brigger. That is her second. And that one is no good. And it'll be Rebel basketball. Air ball, the free throw. So she got the two to go. Did Bartlett. 25-18. She missed the free throw. Brigger comes out. Back in is Mattoon. O'Rourke will bring it up now. Gives it up to Bungum. And now they swing it to Mattoon. Now over in the corner, Schroeder. Schroeder dribbles, drives, goes to the hoop. Up it goes. No good, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Let's see who they call that one on down there. And it is on number 11, Caitlin Bartlett. And that is two on Bartlett. So Schroeder now with the basketball at the free throw line. And that free throw bounces around and it falls for Taylor Schroeder. So Schroeder now with another free throw to fall. And she'll get another here. And that one goes. 13 points for Taylor Schroeder here in this first half. And it's 27-18, Rebels lead to Bartlett. Bartlett now stops, gives it up to Nelson. Now over to Schwartz, and inside to Bartlett they go. And they're going to get a foul, and the basket's going to count for Bartlett. The foul going, I believe, on Bullerman here. No, they will call that on... That one's going to be on Bungum. That'll be number three on Olivia. So Brigger comes back in for Bungum. Free throws up and good there for Bartlett. So 27-21 Rebels lead as Bartlett has eight for the Blossoms. Now Brigger with the basketball gets knocked away. And a steal there by number 21, Elaine Schwartz. Now to Claire Schwartz. Now to Bartlett. Now they get him up to Nelson. Driving the baseline. There's the kick to Schwartz. Elaine Schwartz misses. Mattoon is there for the rebound. And now Schroeder will bring it up here for USC. Makes a move. Bounce pass to Bullerman. Now to O'Rourke. Three-pointer. High arcer. No good. And it's rebounded by the Blossoms. And some pressure there. But then they break that pressure and get it across. And that one tipped by Schroeder. Not going to get anything by her tonight. She's tipping and knocking everything away. Shot up. No good. Brigger's on the rebound. And we're going to get a foul anyways on the Blossoms. That's going to send the Rebels to the free throw line with a 1-1. And let's see. 21. That's going to go on Elaine Schwartz, her first. Ninth team foul. So Brigger goes to the free throw line here. Looking to add to their six-point lead. It's 27-21. 1:55 to go in this first half. The free throw on the front end, no good. Rebounded by the Blossoms. Over to Bartlett. Now to Nelson. Now they look inside to Smith. Now we have in 3 seconds in the lane, and that'll turn it over to USC. So 3 seconds called on the Blossoms. 1:45 to go here in the first half. Mattoon gives it up now to Schroeder. Schroeder now to O'Rourke. Gets a screen, two screens there, goes around him. Now looks to Brigger. Brigger at the top of the key over to Mattoon. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder dribbles to her left. Now to the right. Now back to the left again. Into the lane and a shot no good. Followed by Bullerman, no good, and she'll follow her shot again. And gets fouled on her putback attempt off her own miss. And the foul going to go on number three, Claire Schwartz. That is her second. And it'll be two shots here for Bullerman. Free throws up and no good. And more substitutions coming in. Number 30, Salinas there for number 11, Bartlett. Free throw by Bullerman is up, no good. But Brigger will grab a rebound. And here's the Rebels. Shot by Schroeder, no good. Rebounded by USC again on the offensive rebound. To Schroeder. She'll take the three, and that one is good. Taylor Schroeder knocks down the three ball. And it's 30-21. Schroeder with 16 points. There's Schwartz on a three, no good. Schroeder will get the rebound. And she'll bounce pass to O'Rourke, and a nice find there. She finds Ivy ahead of the pack for two. And it's 32-21 USC. Nelson has it out for Blooming Prairie. Now over to Schwartz. Claire Schwartz with it. Now Nelson, now inside to Smith. Her turnaround jumper is good. Ella Smith, her first bucket of the night. 32-23 Rebels. 20 seconds and counting here. Shot clock, of course, is off. Schroeder with the basketball. Looking for a screen from Brigger. Now she'll roll. Nicely done. Off the glass. No good. Bullerman's there on the follow. And she is fouled and will go to the free throw line. And that one going to be called on Let's see, who do they call that on? Four. Emerson Nelson, her second. Free throw for Bullerman, no good. 0 for 3 from the free throw line there. So Smith comes out, in is Gracelyn Anderson. Free throws up, and that one off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Blossoms. So Bullerman now 0 for 4 from the charity stripe. 32-23, USC leads. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it's turned over to USC, but with 0.7 to go, Schroeder gives it a chuck, but nothing happening there. At the half, USC 32, Blooming Prairie 23. We have your Hodges Halftime Report coming up in 3 minutes.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
And we are back here at halftime. USC 32, Blooming Prairie 23. It is time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Your first half stats headed your way right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here, your Hodges Halftime Report. Again, our halftime score, USC 32, Blooming Prairie 23. Well, leading the way for the Rebels, Taylor Schroeder, 16 points here in this first half. 9 for Ivy O'Rourke and 7 for Olivia Bungham. That is all the scoring here for USC in the first half, against 16 from Schroeder, 9 from O'Rourke, and 7 from Bonham. Again, that's good enough for the lead with 32 points to Blooming Prairie's 23. The Blossoms, let's see, they're led by Caitlin Bartlett and Elaine Schwartz. Each of those girls has 8 points, 5 from Claire Schwartz and 2 from Ella Smith. The Rebels from the field, 11 of 29, 37%. Blooming Prairie is 8 of 23 at 34%. From the free throw line, USC 6 of 13, that's 19%. And the Blossoms, 5 of 7, 71% from the free throw line here in the first half. Well, the Rebels, 29 rebounds in the first half. Unofficially, I try to keep track the best I can, but definitely the rebounding in favor of USC here. I've got them down for 29 team rebounds and 12 for Blooming Prairie. Turnovers, USC with 9 in the first half. Blooming Prairie had 7. And in foul trouble, it's Olivia Bungum with 3 fouls in the first half. Blooming Prairie has, 4 players with 2 fouls here in the first half. But again, Bungum with 3 is the one in foul trouble here for the Rebels. 32-23, again, our halftime score. Leading the way, Taylor Schroeder with 16 points for the Rebels and leading all scorers here in that first half. So we'll see if the Rebels can keep this one going, leading 32-23. That is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll be back with second half action from Blooming Prairie in 3 minutes.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here as we're just about ready for second half action again. Taylor Schroeder leading the way with 16 points for USC. Caitlin Bartlett with 8 and Elaine Schwartz with 8 for Blooming Prairie. As we will have second half action in just a minute. Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Hi, this is Carly.
And Aiden, letting you know that the USC Athletic Boosters Club's annual salt drive is on.
Get 40-pound bags of solar salt, pellets, or Rust Buster salt delivered to your home by the USC student athletes.
Let us do the work of putting your salt in your garage, basement, or wherever you need it. We will even fill your tank.
Support USC Athletics and get your salt today. Contact a USC athlete, visit us on Facebook, or call the USC Activities Office for details. Go Rebels!
And we're back here, 18 minutes on the clock. The Blossoms will inbound. Here we go. Second half action is underway. Rebels leading 32-23. And they get it in down to Schwartz. Now kicks back to Claire Schwartz. Inside they look here to Salinas, who gets the start here in the second half. The Rebels go with their regular starters. Shot is up, missed, rebounded by the Blossoms. Another shot taken, and that one is made by Claire Schwartz for 2, and she has 7. 32-25, Rebels. Now over to Mattoon. Mattoon looks, gives it up to Brigger. Brigger will go cross-court to O'Rourke. Now up to top to Schroeder, who drives, gets into lane. Pull-up jumper is good for Taylor Schroeder. She continues. She has 18 now for the Rebels. 34-25 our score. Schwartz almost traveled here. A lot of the fans calling for that. They kick it to Bartlett. Bartlett on the move on the baseline. Kisses it off the glass for 2. Caitlin Bartlett now with 10 points for the Blossoms. 34-27 Rebels. Bungham on the move on the baseline. Bounce pass to Brigger. Brigger bounce. And the shot no good. Salinas is there for the board. Here come the Blossoms on the shot, no good. Rebounded by USC. Rebels get the board, and here they come down with Schroeder to O'Rourke. Thought about the shot, drives the baseline, now pulls back to Mattoon. Ball's loose, Mattoon recovers. Over to Bungham. Bungham on the move now, and she'll go for the layup, and she is fouled. So Salinas gets the start here in the second half for Smith. And Bungham was fouled on the shot. Salinas will pick up foul number 3, first team foul. And Bungham's free throw is good. She's got 8 now. Can make it 9 if she connects here. And that one is off the mark, no good. Ball is rebounded by the Blossoms. And here they go. Nelson with a basketball. Gives it up to Salinas. Salinas now driving the baseline. Gives it up to Claire Schwartz. Schwartz gets into the paint. Shot goes up, and it is good. Schwartz has 9. And it's 35-29, Rebels. With the lead now to Schroeder right at the free throw line. She drives, goes up, loses the basketball. Last off the Rebels. So a turnover. The Rebels have turned it over there. Rebels full court pressure here, 2-2-1 press on the Blossoms. And they throw it away, the press works, and the Rebels get the steal, but then the Rebels throw it right back to the Blossoms. And now to Salinas. Salinas on the move, gets on the block, kicks it out. And they go cross court, the ball's tipped, and Schroeder gets the steal. And Schroeder with a layup, no good, and it's rebounded by the Blossoms. So the steal, the layup, no good. I think Schroeder was anticipating some contact, but did not get it. Ball tipped, and it will stay Blossom basketball. Just about 3 minutes here into the second half. It's 15-14 on the clock, 35-29. Rebels lead the Blossoms. And the ball stolen by O'Rourke. And here come the Rebels. And that one tipped. Bungum has it, though. Gets into the paint, drives, and the shot is good. And the foul. So Bungum gets the two. She's got 10 now, so she's in double digits. She can add to it here with a free throw. And let's see, the foul going to go on number 30, Salinas. And that'll be four on her, so she'll come out. And back in is Ella Smith, number 15, for the Blossoms. Bogum's free throw is good. So now she's got 11 on the night. 38-29, Rebels. And they get it ahead to Schwartz. Now to Smith. Smith turns. Shot is short. And here come the Rebels. And Bungum on the shot. It's no good. Brigger's there. And the putback is good. Olivia Brigger now with 2 points. And it's 40-29, Rebels. Now let's see. Schwartz with it there. That's the eighth grader, Elaine, on the move. No good. And Brigger will get the board. Ahead, and there's a kick on the Blossoms. And it'll stay Rebel basketball. 40-29, Rebels lead is 11 here with 14-18 to play in the game. Ball inside to Bungum. Bungum now will kick it to Schroeder. Now over to O'Rourke. Corner three. It's up. It is good. Ivy O'Rourke knocks down her third three of the game. And Ivy has 12 points on the night. And that ball is stolen away by the Rebels. And Bungum on the take. And one. She gets the bucket and will go to the line. So Bungum will go to the line now. She's got 13. And we've got a timeout by Blooming Prairie. 13:57 to go. 45-29. USC leading Blooming Prairie. More in a minute.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
And we are back. 13:57 to go in the ball game. USC leading 45-29. Olivia Bungum to the free throw line here. Free throw is up, and it is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by the Blossoms. And Rebels keep up with that pressure, but they get it across here to the Blossoms as Schwartz with it. Swings it over now to Nelson. Nelson back to Schwartz. Schwartz looks inside to Smith. Now they kick it to Bartlett. Bartlett on the move. Picks up her dribble there. Now back to Smith. Looking inside to Elaine. And now they kick back out to Schwartz. Claire Schwartz. Three-pointers no good. Bullerman will grab the board for USC. Bungum with the basketball. Gets to the free throw line. Now finds O'Rourke in the corner. They find Bullerman now down low. The kick out. O'Rourke now back over to Schroeder. Schroeder back to O'Rourke. Corner three is up. They shot it. It rattles out. No good. Bullerman with the rebound out of Schroeder. And then the Rebels lose it. And a foul going to be called on USC. That'll be on Schroeder, I believe. Yep, and that is just her first. And the first team foul here for the Rebels in the second half. Bartlett with the basketball. Now to Smith. Now over to Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Gets into the paint. Throws up a shot. And they're going to call a foul on Olivia Bungum. And that's going to be four on her. And Addison Matute will be coming in here on that one. So Bungum picks up foul number four. 45-29, USC with the lead. Here's the Blossoms to inbound. They get it to Schwartz, and that's Elaine Schwartz working here. The eighth grader kicks it out. Now she misses and gets her own rebound. And now we've got a whistle, a foul on the floor. And it's going to stay, and that's going to be on O'Rourke. And let's see, number two on Ivy. And Claire Schwartz will inbound here for the Blossoms underneath their own basket. Bounce pass now to Elaine Schwartz. Now they give it up to Bartlett. Bartlett dribbles, kicks it out to Elaine Schwartz. Schwartz on the three. Elaine Schwartz knocks it down. She has 11 on the night. And it's 45-32 USC, 12:25 to play. Brigger comes to get it at the top. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder takes one dribble, kicks it back out to Brigger. Now they swing it to Mattoon. Ball is loose on the floor, and we've got a jump ball called, and it will be USC basketball. The alternate possession. So here we go. Get it inbounds. Mattoon has it. Now O'Rourke. One bounce. Now back to Mattoon. Over to Brigger now in the corner. Brigger looks, holds the ball high, takes one dribble. Give it up to Schroeder now. And 3-2 on the shot clock. Needs to get it up. And wow, there was some contact there, but no call. And the shot goes up. They grabbed. It didn't hit any rim or anything. So, and there's a shot from Bartlett. So that was a weird situation. A three-pointer now from Bartlett. She's got 13. As Schroeder went up, there was contact there. The ball never hits the rim, and the shot clock goes off. And now Schroeder corner three, no good. Rebounded by the Blossoms. And now they try to whip it down to Schwartz. Now to Bartlett. Bartlett will kick it out. Nelson, she'll take a three, and that one is good. As Emerson Nelson, the eighth grader, knocks down a three, and we've got a timeout by USC as it's 45-38 Rebels lead, 11:07 to play here in this ball game. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Ball goes inside to Bullerman, and she'll miss that shot. Rebounded by the Blossoms as they push it up. Coming out of that timeout. And inside Smith, turnaround, no good. And it's rebounded by Mattoon of USC. Now Schroeder will bring it up. Again, Bungum on the bench with four fouls here. Over to Mattoon, almost traveled with that. Now takes a dribble, now will give it up to O'Rourke. Now to Schroeder, Schroeder on the move. Brigger at the three-point line in the corner. Now over to O'Rourke, back to Brigger in the corner. Looks inside to Schroeder, goes up, and the shot will fall. Taylor Schroeder with 20 points on the night for the Rebels, 47-38. USC leading here. 10 minutes to go. They find Smith. Now they go down low to Elaine Schwartz for two. And she has 13 on the night. 47-40, Rebels lead. Two, now to Schroeder. Schroeder right at the free throw line, gives it up to O'Rourke. Thought about the three, looking inside. Ball's bouncing around there, tipped, and now Schroeder gets the ball. Shot is blocked, and here come the Blossoms. Bartlett stops, kicks it, and Schwartz will drive on the baseline and kiss it off the glass for two. She has 11. And now it's a five-point lead for USC. 47-42 our score. 9:15 and counting to go in this one. Brigger has it. Now to Mattu. Now over to O'Rourke. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder gives it to Brigger. Now Brigger looking, holds it high. Now to Mattu. Mattu looks inside. Now to O'Rourke. O'Rourke finds Bullerman, but it's tipped. Last touch by it hit Blooming Prairie, but last touch by Bullerman, and the Rebels turn it over. And we've got Bungham coming in for Mattu now with those four fouls with 8:58 to play. See what happens here as Taylor Overbow puts Bungham in here. Just under nine to go with those four fouls. Inside to Smith. Smith off the glass, and that will go for Ella Smith. She's got 4 points tonight. It's a three-point lead for USC. 47-44. Rebels lead. Bungham on the move. Gives it up to O'Rourke. Now back to Olivia Bungham. Bungham back to O'Rourke in the corner. She'll dribble. Now kicks it to Schroeder. Top of the key. Three-pointers. Good for Taylor Schroeder. 23 points now for Taylor. 50-44. Ahead to Nelson, and she'll take a three, and she answers back. Does Emerson Nelson, the eighth grader, her second three of the night. 50-47, 8 minutes to go. Rebels leading by three. Bungham with the basketball. She'll take a three. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Smith of the Blossoms. 50-47, Rebels by three. Blossoms with the basketball. The kick out. And the drive, and oh my! As Nelson drove, I thought Bullerman got her from behind on a block. But they're going to call a foul on her. And let's see, that's Bullerman's first. So Nelson's going to get some free throws here. First one's good. And the next one's up. No good, but it's going to go off of U.S. Oh, no, it'll be off of Blooming Prairie. I thought that was off USC, but nope. Last touch by Blooming Prairie. 50-48. Rebels leading now by 2 points. 7:39 and counting to go here in the ballgame. Rebels with it. Schroeder over to O'Rourke. O'Rourke to Bungham. Bungham back over to Schroeder. Schroeder inside to Bullerman. Bullerman goes up strong. No good. But following that on the rebound was Brigger, and she gets fouled on her putback attempt. We'll go to the free throw line here with the Rebels leading by two. 50-48, 7:23 to go here in Blooming Prairie. Brigger knocks down the free throw. She's got three on the night. Looking for another free throw to go in to make it four on the evening. As Brigger has... 4 points now, but has done a lot defensively and rebounding as well. Both sides of the court there, defensively and offensively. And there's the shot, and it is a deep, well, it's off the mark. A deep two there by Schwartz, rebounded by the Rebels. And here they come. Bungham with it. Stops at the free throw line. Now gives it to O'Rourke. Corner three. That one is good. Ivy O'Rourke, another three-pointer for her as she knocks it down. 15 points for Ivy. 55-48 now our score. Rebels with the lead. And that one thrown away by the Blossoms. Turnover number five of the second half. 6:43 to play. We've got a timeout on the floor. 55-48. Again, 6:43 to go. We are back with more in 30 seconds.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
All right, 55-48, USC with the lead, and the Blossoms with the basketball coming out of their timeout here. Or no, wait, the Rebels coming away with that, with the basketball. And here we go, 55-48 our score. And they go inside to Schroeder. Schroeder off the glass, no good, but she is fouled by Claire Schwartz. That's Schwartz's third. And that'll put Taylor Schroeder to the free throw line. She can try to add to the 23 points she's collected thus far in this ball game. 6 minutes, 6:31 to play in this ball game, and Schroeder connects on the free throw. 24 now for Taylor. And the next one is up and good. 25 now for. And here come the Rebel, or excuse me, the Blossoms now. Schwartz with a basketball. And that's Elaine now over to Smith. And now they go inside to Schwartz, and it goes out of bounds off the Blossoms, turning it over to the Rebels with 6:19 to go. Bongham will bring it up. 57-48, Rebels lead. Bungum calls out the offensive set here, waving and directing people where to go here. Back to Bungum it goes, and she's on the drive, and we're going to get an illegal screen here on the Rebels, and that's going to go on Schroeder. And that is two on her now. Pressure coming from USC. At three-quarters court here, actually. That's just picking them up. And now they swing it, looking inside, right at the free throw line. Ball is tipped, and it's stolen away by Schroeder. And now ahead to Bungum. Bungum on the take. Now looks to O'Rourke, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by USC. As Bungum got hung up in the air in a pass not as accurate when you're throwing it from when you leave your feet. So 57-48 now. Here's Nelson on the move. And another travel they're calling for. She drug her foot. And Nelson with a basketball. Gives it up now to Schwartz. It's stolen away by Schroeder. And a head to O'Rourke. Off the glass is good. Schroeder gets it, knocks it away. Now ahead, goes ahead to O'Rourke for two. She's got 17. And it's 59-48. Shot taken by Claire Schwartz. No good, but it's rebounded by the Blossoms. And then Claire gets the ball back and will put that one in for two. 13 for Claire Schwartz. Here's Bungum now on the move, and we've got a reach. And that's going to be four on Claire Schwartz. And it's 59-50. Rebels leading here by nine with 5 minutes to go here in the game. O'Rourke inbounds to Schroeder now. Schroeder looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman goes up strong, misses the shot, however, and it's rebounded by the Blossoms. Claire Schwartz with a basketball, looks over to Bartlett. Now over to Nelson they go. Now to Smith. Now a travel, as walking with it was Elaine Schwartz there. They call that one. 59-50, 4:40 to play. Rebels leading by nine, and they've got the ball. Bungum will bring it up here for the Rebels. Gets a screen now, goes back to her right. Now looking to O'Rourke. Now Schroeder looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman turns. Oh, short off the glass, no good. Ball still loose there. But it's grabbed there by the Blossoms. 59-50 remains our score. And almost over and back. And it'll be a push called on the Rebels. And that's going to go on Olivia Brigger. That's her third foul. 59-50 our score, 4:08 to play. Go to Elaine Schwartz, now to Bartlett. Bartlett on the move. Schwartz, now Claire Schwartz. She'll line up a three-pointer, and it's good for Claire Schwartz. And it's now a six-point lead for the Rebels. 16 for Schwartz, 59-53 our score, 3:50 to go. Bungum on the move, takes it all the way, gets by her defender and lays it in as she cuts through the lane. 61-53, 15 points for Bungum. And now they go to Schwartz now. Elaine Schwartz, jumper in the paint, no good. Rebounded by the Blossoms, however. They go to Schwartz, now to Bartlett. Bartlett, pump fake now in the paint. Off the rim it goes, no good. Bungum's there for the rebound for USC. 3:15 to go. 61-53, spin move, and Bungum misses that one, however. And it's rebounded by the Blossoms. And ahead to Schwartz. Claire Schwartz will lay it in for two. And it's 61-55, Schwartz with 18. We've got a timeout on the floor. 3:04 to play, 61-55. As we're back with more in 1 minute.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
And we're back here, 61-55, Rebels lead here by 6. 3:04 to play. It is Rebel basketball, as after that shot by Schwartz, the Blossoms took the timeout. So again, 3:04 to go. Rebels with the ball and the lead, 61-55. Taylor Schroeder leading the way for the Rebels with 25 points. Then it's Ivy O'Rourke with 17 and 15 from Bungum. So those three in double digits here. Now Bungum on the move. Brigger has it now. Over to O'Rourke, who gets into the paint. Bounce pass, no good. And it's turned over. Here come the Blossoms. And Nelson goes up, loses the ball, and it'll stay. Last touch by the Rebels, so it'll stay Blossom basketball. 2:40 to go, 61-55 Rebels. As Bartlett has the ball. Finds Schwartz. Schwartz inside to the other Schwartz. And Schwartz goes up. Elaine Schwartz, no good. Brigger's there to get the rebound. Ivy O'Rourke with the ball now. Gives it up to Bungum. Bungum, threw it to Brigger, but luckily O'Rourke came to get the ball. Brigger was going the other direction, not expecting it. Inside to Bullerman. Bullerman will kick it out. Bungum, three-pointer, is off the mark. No good. Brigger's there for the rebound. And then gets it yanked away by Smith. And 61-55, under two with 1:55 and counting. And a three from the corner from Claire Schwartz. She's got 21. And it's 61-58. O'Rourke with the basketball now. Schroeder has it. Schroeder on the move. Bounce pass to Bullerman. Bullerman kicks it out. Now Bungum back to Bullerman. Bullerman off the glass is good. Chloe Mullerman coming up big with a shot down low. And the Rebels lead 63-58 with 1:25 to go. To Schwartz. Elaine kicks it out to Bartlett. Bartlett on the move. And a foul called. Touchy, tick-tacky foul. And it's going to go on Schroeder, and that'll be her third. And that puts Bartlett to the free throw line, 1-1. That one's no good, but it's grabbed by Bartlett. Shot by Smith, no good. Rebound goes to the Blossoms, and there's a block attempt by Bullerman, but she'll pick up a foul. And let's see here. So we've got free throw good by Schwartz. 63-59 here. 22 for Schwartz. And the next one is good for Schwartz. 23 now. And it's a three-point game. Rebels lead by three. 104 and counting. Here we go. Rebels with the ball. 25 on the shot clock. 57 on the game clock. Here's Schroeder now to Brigger. Now back to Bungum. Now to O'Rourke. 13 on the shot clock. Now Bungum with it. 10 on the shot clock. She makes her move. Bounce pass inside. Last touch by USC as it goes out of bounds. They'll turn it over. 40 seconds to go. A three-point lead for the Rebels. 33 on the shot clock, 36 on the game clock. So a three-second difference between the shot and game clock. To Smith, now the kick out to Schwartz. Now over to Bartlett. Bartlett back to Schwartz. Over now to Nelson. To Schwartz again. They find Bartlett. Ball tipped. 18 seconds to go. Bartlett on the move. Baseline goes up with a shot. No good. Smith to follow, though, off the miss. And gets the two to go. She's got six. And a timeout on the floor. 63-62. USC with a one-point lead. 10 seconds to go. Timeout and a 30-second timeout. But we're going to keep it right here. 63-62 is our score with 10 seconds to go. What a game here for Taylor Schroeder. 25 points for her, 23 for the opposition's Claire Schwartz. So these two back and forth. But again, some solid backup here from Ivy O'Rourke with 17 and 15 from Olivia Bungum here as well. But Blossoms also have two others in double digits with Caitlin Bartlett with 13 and 13 also from Elaine Schwartz. So here we go. Pressure coming from the Blossoms here with 10 seconds to go. 63-62, Rebels hanging on to a one-point lead. They get it to Schroeder, and she is fouled right away. So Taylor Schroeder, they got it in to Schroeder's hands, who's been awesome from the free throw line here tonight. Awesome from everywhere here tonight has Schroeder been. So she can make it here. A three-point lead if she can connect on both these here. But it is a 1-1 here for Schroeder. Schroeder's free throws up, and it is good. She knocks it down. And a two-point lead now for the Rebels with 9 seconds to go. 26 for Schroeder. Schroeder's second free throw here to make it a three-point game. Free throw is up, and she drains that one. And with 9 seconds to go, 65-62, ball's loose. She almost lost it. Here come the Blossoms now. The shot at the buzzer is high off the glass. No good. It's a miss there by Bartlett, and the Rebels hang on to win 65-62 on the road here against the Blooming Prairie Awesome Blossoms. So a 65-62 victory for the Rebels. The last-second three-point shot by Bartlett to tie. No good at the buzzer. And we will be back to recap tonight's action here in just 1 minute.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays, great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we are back here as the Rebels. What an exciting game here, coming away with a 65-62 road win against Blooming Prairie here tonight. Taylor Schroeder leads the way with 27 points, 17 from Ivy O'Rourke, 15 from Olivia Bungham, 4 from Olivia Bricker. And then Chloe Bullerman, 2 points off the bench here with a big bucket down low here in the second half. As the Rebels win this one by 3. Claire Schwartz led the way for Blooming Prairie in the losing effort. 23 points for her. Then 13 from Caitlin Bartlett. Elaine Schwartz with 13. 7 from Emerson Nelson. And Ella Smith finishes with 6 here for the Blossoms. So the Rebels again picking up the victory here, improving to 11-8 now out of the year. And again, pick up a Gopher Conference win as well. So 11-8 and a fourth conference victory at 4-6 in the Gopher. Coming up next for the Rebels, they'll be in action Monday as they'll host Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton on Monday night. That's next Rebels game here for them. Again, here from Blooming Prairie, USC 65, Blooming Prairie 62. A big thank you to Reese back at our 98 Country Studios, keeping us on the air and running smoothly here again tonight for another great USC Rebel basketball game. Again, a big thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to you for listening as well. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Rebel Girls Basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game between United South Central and Blooming Prairie was brought to you by Bevcom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britlick Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bloor, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells in Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center have brought you USC Girls Basketball on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
Country, hot country artists for two states, 24/7. Keep it here on 98.1 FM.
She wanna take me around the town, hit the dive bars, two-stepping on my Jordans on the dance floor. Shot of tequila, two margaritas, and talking with that southern drawl. Used to the bass, and now I'm wanting a guitar. Driving the range, but now I want to get yard. She's sipping Bud Light, singing the last night. Huh, damn, I might have fell in love. I'm Tennessee tripping, yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a back road. The way she fitted into Levi's make a man never wanna go home. I only came for a minute, now she make me wanna live it. Yeah, Southern charm ain't no joke. Thank God for the cowgirl. I fell in love with a cowgirl, and I ain't coming home. Started out, it's just a little bit of Southern buzz. Now she riding shotgun in my Chevy truck. Smoking tail lights. I guess that I'm in it for more than just one night. Yeah, I'm Tennessee tripping. Yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And yeah, that's the kind of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a back road. The way she fitted in them Levi's make a man never wanna go home. I only came. She my 24-karat Palomino. No, I ain't gonna let her go. I fell in love with a cowgirl. Ooh, I'm Tennessee tripping. Yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And ooh, yeah, that's the type of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl.
It's brand new from Parmalee. It's called Cowgirl. Let's check the entertainment history for the 23rd of January on television. We saw the A-Team debut. It was on this day, 1983. Mythbusters premiered on this day, 2003. Movies, we saw Casablanca for the first time in theaters, the 23rd of January, 1943. That's entertainment history.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textline.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelpy can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelpy can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelpy can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game-changing medications. All 100% online with Zelpy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelpy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's accept to 200-300. Text accept to 200-300.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by
Bravo Zulu House of Winnebago is declaring war on veteran PTSD. Bravo Zulu House is America's first sober living home for veterans with PTSD and addiction. Help them heal. Visit BravoZuluHouse.org for more information or to donate.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And here's your 98 Country forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 2 below. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 19 tomorrow night. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Upper 20s Saturday, low 30s by Sunday. Currently, it's 1 degree above zero.
Today's country, and your all-time favorite.
Sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in the West Coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90s hits at the top of our lungs. Shuffling it on, still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair. Praise the gold shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold. In a blue Tacoma, California. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here. Melting to the blacktop, dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss on that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder, take it in and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did, going places we've never been. This heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California, white magnolia.
That's when I heard her ask, hey, daddy, who's
at. And before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. Daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet to make us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. I could be more like her. My little thing would be pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in. God. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little dad. Muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Listen for local play-by-play of area sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
Me over you, they hooking me up, yeah, buying me drinks with a thousand girls. There's just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey, boy, come dance with me. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Don't know what you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could. Delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I love the rain.
that you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody.
Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
Iowa weather is unpredictable. 80 degrees one day, snowflakes the next. Forest City Ford has vehicles designed to take on anything Mother Nature has to offer. This is Michelle for Forest City Ford. We currently have F-150s, 250s, Broncos, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, and more ready to go. We can find any vehicle you're looking for, so contact us today. We're local, family-owned Forest City Ford, where customers send their friends at the corner of Highway 9 and 69 in Forest City or online at forestcityford.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
At the gym and in the morning.
At school.
At home.
I like just having a plane.
98 Country, today's country.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You'll be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You'll be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You'll be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your
sometimes. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Things are going my way, hey. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
But is he willing to hook himself up to a polygraph and then answer our question? Zach Top, I Never Lie. That starts another hour of country music. Hello, my name is John Glenn. Megan Maroney's latest, Am I Okay? After we do some dancing with Tyler Hubbard.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got